And a ground ball to second. McNeil will end the game. The Mets win it 7-6 and 10.
Obviously sucks we couldn't find a way to scratch a run there. Any loss is disappointing, especially, you know, tonight was a battle back and forth like that. We didn't come out on top. The at-bats were pretty good, you know, against some good pitching, and that one big inning was awesome. It was a battle. It's baseball.
Well, that is baseball. We know that, but it doesn't have to be baseball. That was a gut punch yesterday. Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Baltimore Orioles, you heard Joe say they had, what, a 97% chance to win that game? And they found a way to lose. You can't do that during this time of the season, Ed, when you're trying to catch up. When you fall so far behind, you're trying to catch up.
No, you can't. I mean, and this is the problem. This is the other issue. Is you can't do things like what happened last night. And the reality is that they're not going to be able to catch up. The hole is so deep now that they've gotten into that, you blow games like this. It's like, man, you're not going to get many opportunities to kind of pin a really good baseball team down like they did last night. You have your foot on their chest and you let them get away. And that can't happen because, you know, the Mets are just one of many, you know, well, not many, but several good teams in baseball, and you're going to face them. And you, if you had a chance like that, you should take that game.
Well,
because you need to win all. You need to win like a tremendous 2/3 of your games going forward to make a playoff bid.
And we say it all the time that momentum is next day's starting pitcher. But how mm-hmm. much better do you feel coming out of that Braves series with a sweep, and then you steal? Well, you win game one, and now you're on a 4-game win streak, right. And you feel like the ball's. You lose that game in the way you lose it. I know we had talked about when they scored 8 runs early. I think this game hurts more than that one. Like, you still had a lot of baseball left to play. And as you pointed out, you bring in Baker, you didn't even have a chance to get somebody ready. I'd have had somebody fall down and fake an injury or something. Fake a heart attack at first base. Let's go. Do something. I mean, because we got to get a pitcher ready.
It's Elizabeth.
Oh, never mind. I'm okay.
I'm coming. Yeah. That's right.
Some gamesmanship. Or Brian Baker should have went, hey, this isn't working. I can't hear. I don't think, yeah, because he didn't have it, clearly.
So my question to you all, you two and people listening, is this the worst loss of the season? Jeremy, you alluded to the 8-run game and situations like that, but this one, you're at home, 4-run lead, a 97% chance to win this game. Is this the worst loss of the season?
It's subjective, and the fact that it's happened right now after you just swept the Braves and you're trying to get to a certain point, I would say yes. But again, this is just what happened. This is, you ask me this a week from now, and maybe I won't say the same thing, but blowing an 8-run lead after the second inning, yeah, it's embarrassing because you're spotted 8, but you still got to get 7 more innings of to give an opportunity to a team to score.
They lost 24-2 to the Reds.
Well, there's that. Who else scored? Somebody else scored 20 on them, didn't they? Or no, they dropped 20 on someone.
Oh, 19-6 Red Sox.
Yeah.
How about that?
No, I still don't like.
How about the Rays up, 8-0, lose 12-8?
See, that's the one that I'm not as bothered by.
Really?
As
well, that one bothers me a lot.
Because you had an early lead and they did nothing afterwards. Yeah. Like, we're going to sit here and talk about the pitching
it's
giving
an
it up.
8-run lead, though.
Where did the hitters go? But I'm saying you still have 7 innings of baseball.
Yes, it was. I did after that. Yes.
To me, this, I don't know if this is the worst loss of the year, but if you're asking me to compartmentalize, to isolate that loss in Tampa and this one's worse. You had a 4-run lead, you're at home, and you have the best part of your bullpen coming in the game.
Yeah.
That's the worst loss of the year to me. You had, like you said, your starting pitcher didn't last long in the first game. It's so many other factors to that. But being at home, the way it was stacked in your favor.
Well, against a bad road team, too. They're a good baseball team. Yeah. They're a bad road team. Yeah. They're 53 wins. They have 20 wins on the road out of 53.
Well, the other thing with what you're talking about, too, Ed, with those big, like the 20-something whatever loss, the 19 runs given up. They don't bother me as much as you look at those games going, damn, that was embarrassing. But you get to move on the next day. And what are they doing? Once you're down a certain amount of runs, you're not putting your best foot forward. Hey, we need somebody to eat up some innings, or somebody's getting beat up out there. And you're like, tough luck, bud.
Right.
We need you to get through this. I don't care if you have to face 10 batters. Keep pitching. Or you bring in your position players, and all bets are off then because most of those guys just get annihilated.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Want to hear from you. You know, is this the worst loss of the year for the Baltimore Orioles? And again, for me, it is. They've had some tough losses. And you mentioned what, the 24-2. Yeah, those are bad losses. But the timing of things, you know, Jeremy talked about coming off of a sweep on the road, coming home against a team that has a history of not being good on the road. You had an opportunity, and they squandered it. This is, to me, the worse loss than the one we talked about down in Tampa. This is worse than me.
They were home against the Reds when they got trounced.
Yeah, they were. I remember that loss. I just think this one, to me, is a worse loss.
Because of where you're at and what you're chasing at this point.
Yeah, where you are all right now, how important this is. I mean, you could shake off that Reds loss. This one right now, I'm not saying you can't shake it off, but it's a little tougher.
Yeah. I know. I get what you're saying. The Mets are a much better team than the Reds. And, you know, that to lose to the Mets or the Dodgers or, the Cubs, it's like, okay.
Yeah, but
to lose to the Reds that like that, like at home.
Even the good teams.
What was that? April, May?
April.
Yeah, that's the timing of the game that I'm talking about. That's an April loss.
Yeah.
This is your July. And you need to, you're 9 games under 500 going into this one. You just came off a road sweep and you have the lead and you have the best part of your bullpen in front of you. That's why that game against Cincinnati was out of hand early.
Yeah, this past week it was a preview of my World Series, the Braves and the Orioles.
Was that you picked?
Hold on, let me check to see what the odds are.
They're the two most disappointing teams.
God. You know, it's funny you say that, Ed. Mm-hmm. I had that conversation with someone over the weekend. This is a battle of the two most disappointing teams in baseball. And they at first they were like, I don't know, you think so? I'm like, absolutely it is.
Hold on, let me check. Yes. And by the way, what we're talking
about.
Both
playoff teams last year.
Yeah.
What we're talking about was what just happened last night. There is recency bias that comes in because everything feels worse immediately afterwards and giving it time for those wounds to heal. It's the one thing that I love about baseball is that you can have a sorry ass game and you get to come back the next day. I'm sorry. There's just something about blowing a game late that just.
Yep.
It sits with you for a while.
Yep. And I think that's why the Tampa loss isn't worse than this one, because you blew that game early. You know what I mean? Yeah. That game was blown early. This one right here, you're in the eighth inning. You don't lose games. As bad as this team has been this year, they don't lose games after the eighth inning or going into the eighth inning. This is when they win games. This is winning time for them.
Remember that game in Tampa though? Like, they scored 8 runs in the second inning. And everybody's like, man, the pitching blew it. What happened to the bats? You couldn't scratch out another damn run along the way? You go 7 scoreless innings after having an 8-run lead? Come on, man.